Now, in the Bible, many reads you say, anoint my handkerchief. Now, I don't pack anointing oil. That's all right, oh. See, that's just fine. The Bible does teach to anoint with oil. And anything the Lord does, well, and blesses, I'm sure for it. But now, if you just watch, the Scripture doesn't say that Paul anointed the handkerchiefs. They said they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons, Acts 19. And see, they had noticed that God was with the apostle, and so they just, they knew that. And you know where I think Paul got that in the Scripture? When the Shunammite woman, her baby that had been promised her by Elijah the prophet because she was so kind to him and did for him. And he told her that she was going to have a baby, and she didn't believe it. So then the baby came, and when it was got to be a young child, 10, 12 years old, one day it was out in the field with his father about 11 o'clock. I think it must have had a sunstroke. It's my head, the baby cried. However, the father took the young servant, had him pack the child, laid it on its mother's laps, and about noontime it died. And she took it and put it on the prophet's bed. What a wonderful place to put it. And then she said, saddle a mule and ride and don't stop. We must go to the prophet. She wanted to find out why that the baby had died. So God don't reveal all things to his servants, you know. So Elijah didn't know why it died. But he had a staff that he had handled, and he told Gehazi, his servant, now you take this staff and go lay it on the baby. And I think that's where Paul must have got laying handkerchiefs on the people that come from him. He knew what he touched was blessed if the people. But the woman in that case, she didn't know about the staff. She knew God was in the servant. So he went and laid his own body across the baby, and it come to life. Now there's many, sometimes these thousands of these a week. And the other night, about 2 weeks ago, a little more, in old Mexico, it was the most pathetic sight, three-night service. Next, a little baby had been brought back from the dead. When I went in that night, the poor people didn't have handkerchiefs. A good first-class brick mason has to work 8 days straight, save every penny to get himself a pair of shoes. Gets about 16 pesos a day, and he's about 12 and a half pesos to a dollar. That's a poncho. Well, little Pedro, it works out in the street. He has, well, perhaps 8 pesos a day. He's got 6 children to feed. A little tortilla, you get about 2 per peso. So he can't get any shoes. He just goes barefooted to feed his children. Oh, it's pathetic. If you'd only see, dear Christian friends, to see how happy we are to be an American. It's a saying, it's great to be an American. That's more than just a saying, that's a truth. This is a blessed nation. We should appreciate it more than what we do. See the people well-fed and clothed and intelligent people go in some of those countries where they're laid by the tens of thousands and not even dressed and starving, and many of them die from starvation right on the grounds waiting to be prayed for. And you can just imagine what a pathetic sight it is. So I trust him to God that somehow that, well, I can't do nothing about it, only pray and minister. And now, these handkerchiefs, I pray over them now. If you will bow your head just a moment with us so that they go. Now, kind Heavenly Father, these handkerchiefs here represent poor, sick mortals. I'm so thankful that they believe in you, Lord. And even though after their doctor maybe has given them up, they still believe that there's hopes if they will ask you. Maybe thou knowest, maybe some poor old blind daddy somewhere out there in the rural setting a little dark place tonight waiting for a handkerchief to come home. A mother with her baby that's just at the point of death, couldn't bring it, waiting for the handkerchief to come home. Dear Father, we pray that you'll watch over each of those. And we're taught in the Bible that they're taken off of the body of St. Paul. Handkerchiefs and aprons, they were laid on the sick, and unclean spirits left them, and diseases. Father, we know we're not St. Paul, but we know that you're still Jesus. And it was you that did the work. And so now in the scripture it was taught that when Israel was cut off from the promised land by the Red Sea, one writer said that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes, and the sea got scared and opened up a way for God's people to cross over. And Father, when these handkerchiefs are placed on the sick tonight, may those eyes look back through the blood of Jesus who died for this purpose. And may the diseases, the enemy that's got the people bound, be scared and move back off of the people and let them cross to the promise of good health and strength. For it's this purpose that we send them. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.